We're listening to the Dear Friends on the American Sampler Live, and as Gene mentioned, they are going to be doing a show at the Stephen Foster Memorial on April 22nd. That's part of a series that you do there. How many shows are in each series in a year?
We have a concert series of four programs. This will be the last one of our 1989-90 season, and we're already, of course, looking forward to the next season. And we've added a little feature in the summer this will be our second annual, an ice cream social to commemorate Stephen Foster's birthday. Stephen Foster was born on the 4th of July, and so our coming ice cream social will be on the Sunday just preceding that. I believe it's Sunday, June the 1st. It's right out on the lawn of the Stephen Foster Memorial, right on Forbes Avenue. So all of the listeners can get their appetites whetted for some ice cream and lots of Stephen Foster music that will give them an opportunity to sing along. Then we have coming up for next year our programs in October, December, February, and April again, and we'll be doing an all Foster program, our annual Victorian Christmas. We're already on the telephone booking Christmas programs. This is an absolute perennial favorite now. There's this wonderful 19th century music connected with Christmas. We have a program in which we will be doing a Valentine ball with some dancing as well as singing. This will be a first for us. And then finally, a program that features music in the administration or in the time of James Buchanan. Now, James Buchanan was Pennsylvania's only president, and Stephen Foster was related to James Buchanan. And they're having their centennial of James Buchanan's birthplace over in eastern Pennsylvania. So we'll have campaign songs for Buchanan, music that was played in the White House.
We like to kick it off, Bruce, with a summertime summer ice cream social. And that's on July 2nd, I believe, this year, the Sunday.
July 1st,
in front of Stephen Foster Memorial, and we have lots of ice cream on the lawn.
Behind the log cabin.
Behind the log cabin. Lots of ice cream and lots of pretty garden hats and people in costume, and lots of folks come in the audience to hear about our new season and to hear lots of songs, and they wear their summer finery. So that's fun, too.
Nice.
Don't miss that.
This isn't the complete group, Bruce. We also have piano and another singer, a tenor, mm-hmm. who's usually with us. And our concerts are usually usually staged. We have a nice Victorian parlor that we usually play in. And we're in costume. We have authentic 19th century costumes.
Mm. So it's a full sight and sound.
Kind of a show, mm-hmm. you know, musical with a concert with commentary and sort of more of a complete thing rather than just a concert.
Yes, and your home theater is a very nice place to hear music, yeah. too.
Yes, it's got a nice feeling. And what we're really trying to do is to recreate for people the whole ambience of the parlor. The parlor sounds pretty refined. Actually, it was simply when people wanted to have music, they made it themselves. And so they gathered in, whether their parlor was a really grand one or just what we now call a living room, there was nearly always a piano there. And after dinner, Sunday afternoons, people would bring their favorite songs, their new sheet music, mm-hmm. they would bring their instruments, the guitar, the flute, harp, whatever. And it was an evening of self-entertainment.
And everyone was expected to participate, so that if you didn't play an instrument or have some gift or dance or something, that you might tell a story or read some verse or read a piece of scripture. But everyone was expected to do something from the oldest to just about the youngest.
That's a great tradition.
The next piece is instrumental for flute and guitar. It's a Coolin, a traditional Irish tune with variations. The variation form, you've heard a couple of variations. The guitar piece that I played earlier had a little variation to it. That was a popular 19th century form, the theme and variation. So this is Coolin with three variations.
I might say that we found it in a collected volume of sheet music at the Foster Memorial. And it's so typical of what happened to these marvelous, wonderful Irish tunes. They came over here, people, they were in their heads and their memories, and then some enterprising person transcribed them with variations, sold them as sheet music, and you played them on the piano, you played them on the guitar and flute, whatever form. So here it is, 19th century American Irish music.